Dr. Medicine here this afternoon from the practice. Doc, what is this magnesium that you have said that I should be taking? What is magnesium exactly?
Well, there's a lot of new stuff coming out about magnesium, and I just thought we would talk about magnesium today because it's several things. Number one, it's becoming more and more clear what's happening with it. Number two, it is amazing some of the stuff that's coming out about what it's related to, all right, and what kind of everything from fibromyalgia to heart disease to panic attacks even. All right, are being treated with magnesium. Just amazing things are coming out. And then we'll talk a little bit about how we measure it and where the errors are with a lot of people doing magnesium. And number three, we'll just talk a little bit about essentially how you can essentially treat yourself. It's actually very, very safe if you do it correctly. And we'll talk about that, just how to do it safely and what you can do.
What exactly is magnesium? It's a mineral, I think.
Well,
right?
Yeah, it's one. Magnesium is a cation that is essentially it's on the periodic table, and it's one of the anions that essentially you need to have for all cellular function. Mm-hmm. And every cell in your body needs magnesium, but especially nerve cells and muscle cells. All right. In fact, you cannot have proper muscle function or nerve function or brain function, by the way, for that matter, without adequate levels of magnesium. And think of it this way. This is probably it's a lot more complicated than this, but a good way to think of magnesium is magnesium. Maybe the best way to think of it is probably everybody knows, has heard of preeclampsia, where babies can die, all right, mm-hmm. if the mother has preeclampsia. And essentially, preeclampsia means a seizure, and then the baby dies, all right? And we just, it happens. We lost a little baby at a birth just a few months ago in this town, in one of the hospitals. But we treat that. They essentially have a seizure, and the baby dies, essentially. And think of it this way. This brain is hyperactive because the magnesium levels are low, and the magnesium, essentially, we give them IV magnesium. And that, think of it like settling the brain makes it less irritable, all right? And all of a sudden, the seizures quit. The same thing is true, Jazz, for muscles. And for instance, if muscles are too irritable, the muscles get tight and spastic, and you get fibromyalgia or other muscle syndromes. And if magnesium is a cause, magnesium helps relax those muscles.
Okay, now I get cramps a lot in my foot.
That could be part of it. All right,
is that right? I was wondering about that.
All right, the calcium metabolism, potassium will also do it. But one of the neat things about magnesium is if you have problems with calcium, all right, many of these patients have magnesium problems also. And here's the neat thing. Think of it this way: magnesium is usually the controller. I'm not sure if that's the way to say it, but maybe that's the best way to say it. If you correct the magnesium levels, the calcium levels will follow on their own, all right, providing you get enough in your diet. And most people don't have a problem with enough calcium. The limiting factor is often magnesium. So if you correct the magnesium, you will automatically, most of the time, correct the calcium levels. In fact, I tell patients, let's say we have osteoporosis problems and we give these patients calcium, you are probably smarter. In fact, I had a person today that has osteoporosis, came and saw me, and severe osteoporosis, and she's going to take magnesium. Now, if you have osteoporosis, you also need to take magnesium with K2, about 50 milligrams a day, and high D3 levels, probably about 80 to 100. But if you do those things, the calcium will drive into the cells easier with the magnesium levels high. All right, and that's a neat way of thinking. Another thing you may want to do is you have boron. Take boron if you have problems with osteoporosis. That helps build bone and selenium. But those are sort of weird things on the edge of periphery of things. But magnesium is very, very good. It's also we know now. In fact, we've done this in the ER in the past. But if you have a severe asthmatic, that the muscles and in the bronchi, the smooth muscles, are just spastic, and they're going to die in front of you. All right, and this happens sometimes, a very, very severe asthmatic attack, one of the things we can do is give them IV magnesium, and that relaxes that smooth muscle. All of a sudden, the wheezing stops, and they breathe, and you save their life. Well, and between you and me, nobody's going around hooking up IVs of everybody magnesium. But what's really neat, Jazz, is you can buy magnesium over the counter.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you follow? It's cheap.
They've got it at Rite Aid and Walgreens and all of them. Over
the different types of magnesium, some of those things. But you can do it yourself.
Now, what about these multivitamin mineral combinations?
Well, it depends how much they have. Okay. You know, probably the easiest thing, and you know, I was just checking this morning on WebMD about you know how much is the recommended dose for magnesium, and anywhere from 350 to 400 milligrams. And you can buy a very good 400 is a common magnesium amount that's sold on, over the counter, and it's really pretty cheap. And often they're mixing magnesium with calcium. That's good too. Mm-hmm. Make sure you get about 400 milligrams of the magnesium. The magnesium is
400
I think,
milligrams
is more important. Than the calcium, okay. If you the truth be known.
So if you're looking at a supplements,
I'd rather
you want 400
milligrams. 400 milligrams of magnesium for sure.
That's
the calcium
be a
is
big
less important.
Pill, and
a little bit
with all those other things.
Yes,
that you would think
they're not real small pills, but it helps. And it make, you know what happens is we get magnesium in our diet, green leafy vegetables, some things like nuts and dairy, potatoes, whole wheat, canola. Soy also has it, but I tend to stay away from soy because there's some issues with soy that you can get in trouble with. But it's if we don't eat a good enough, and probably the simplest thing I tell patients a lot: if you take a diuretic or a water pill, you pee out magnesium and you pee out potassium. Glass of orange juice every morning and a green leafy salad every day, and you'll have no trouble. And for most people, that's true. But if you look at it, most of us don't. Eat a green leafy salad every day. Really, truthfully, we don't.
I eat a hot dog every day.
Yeah, it doesn't cut it. And so it is a simple way of treating yourself at home, all right? And it's actually pretty hard to get into trouble with it.
KNZR. It's the great, huge, and whopping Jazz McKay Show on KNZR.
Sitting here with Dr. Mensing from The Practice. Dr. Mensing is my doctor. I trust this man, folks, and he's also my wife's doctor. 871-3300 is the phone number, 871-3300. It's prepaid family medicine with a difference. And I've been hearing more and more about this stuff, too, this concierge medical services nationwide.
It's growing it's really across the huge. Country, Jess. It's amazing what's happening. I mean, literally amazing. When I started out, there were concierge practices for the rich and famous.
Hollywood, Beverly Hills, that sort of thing.
And charged thousands of dollars. But my goal was to have a concierge plan for the normal man. All right, for common people. And it's been amazing, Jazz. We have today, this is surprising, but we have patients that are coming from 33 states to come and see us. That is unheard of. This is all word of mouth kind of thing. You know, somebody sells that, you know, from 33 different states. We have, I think, 157 different towns that are people driving for to come to see us.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Now, those that come a long way are all what we call medical messes. You know, they're just, you know, fibromyalgia, chronic pain, or some. There are people that, you know, for the last 6 months, they've seen a different doctor every 6 months. Medicine's given
no
up on them.
No satisfaction.
All right. And most of the time, we win with them. You know, they're not easy patients to deal with, but we do win. And that's, you know, those that come a long way are all, we call them medical messes. Those are, you know, some of them local ones are medical messes. But most of the local people are normal people. That sounds terrible.
But you know what I'm saying.
But here's the thing with magnesium, Jess. You know, there's good evidence that if you have high magnesium levels, you can literally prevent heart attacks. All right.
Now we've heard about the 80 milligrams of aspirin, the baby aspirin.
Yeah, but literally, if you have high magnesium levels, you can help prevent heart attacks. That's amazing.
Now that's 400 milligrams a day.
Every day.
Every day.
If I had a heart attack, I would strongly recommend that for you. Or I take it myself. And we've talked about asthma. And if I had asthma, I would take it. All right. The evidence isn't quite so strong for COPD, but it can't harm. All right?
No, right.
But it depends a lot on how
I should
COPD,
definitely be on. I'm glad you recommended this.
It depends
this,
on how reversible that those muscles.
Because you know how badly my when I had that big asthma attack a couple of weeks ago, and you were afraid that I might have COPD. Yeah. I don't know that I do or not, but you know, because I'm breathing normal, but I'm breathing on the breathing machine. Mm-hmm. But magnesium will help with all of that.
Well, it's going to help for sure. It's not going to harm.
Okay.
All right. Another thing, you know, we talked about fibromyalgia. There's good evidence, Jazz, that panic attacks many times respond to magnesium. All right. Mm-hmm. And that's quite common. All right. Another thing is that hypertension responds to magnesium in many cases. And I look at hypertension is common. You know what I mean? It's very common. And we've had not everybody responds to it. All right. Especially secondary hypertensions don't. But many of these patients, I mean, it's part of the regime that we use, you know, mm-hmm. to take a magnesium tablet. But it's part of that regime where, you know, we try to get our patients, you know, as I've said to you before, if you do everything we tell you, and we, you know, not always do we win, but probably 95% of the time we win. But if you do everything I tell you, my goal is 18 months later to have you off all of your medicines or most of your medicines, only on herbs, vitamins, hormones, and natural things like that. We don't always win, all right? But that's our goal. And this is one of those things. If you can take magnesium and it helps your hypertension, plus you lose your weight. You know, every pound you lose brings your diet.
Magnesium will help you lose weight?
No, I didn't say that. Magnesium will help your hypertension. But every pound you lose, literally your mean blood pressure will come down 0.6 millimeters.
Now, see, I'm on metformin.
Yes.
And I am, and I've cut my drinking way down to maybe once a week at the most. And I've already been losing weight, so I'll be losing even more weight now without the alcohol in my system. The metformin, what is it about that causes me to lose weight?
Metformin itself doesn't cause you to lose weight,
okay.
But I believe you're on a medicine called Xigduo with metformin in it.
Okay.
And
that's true.
That's actually Farxiga.
Farxiga, I've seen that advertised
and that
on television.
That helps patients lose weight who are type 2 diabetics, all right? And it's actually can be miraculous.
You told me the other day that I'm no longer morbidly obese, but I'm just plain old good-old-fashioned obese, that I may not need the CPAP machine anymore.
Well, literally, you know, we look at, when you come in the office, every time you come in, we do two graphs. We do a weight trend line, and we do a blood pressure trend line. And my goal, I look at those trend lines. I don't care what your weight is, your blood pressure is. That's not totally true. But the more important thing is that trend line. Is it coming down?
Is it going down? Yeah.
It's coming down. And yours is coming down amazingly, all right? But that, if that trend line is coming down, I'm on the right path. If that trend line is going the wrong way, I'm missing something. I need to look deeper. We need to do something else.
Well, thank God it's going the right way for me.
But, and it's something very simple. Most EHRs, electronic health records, do that automatically for you. It's just a case, you know, case of the doctor to click the button and look at it kind of thing. And we give that that chart, those two charts, we print them out to give them to our patients every visit. Because it's good reinforcement to say, I am winning. It's going well. You know, I mean, it's amazing.
Well, you stop. I think I was 305 pounds when I started seeing you. I'm only 5'9". So I was one plump little pud. And now the last time, and I imagine I'm less than that now, was 265.
Yeah, it's going, Jazz.
I've not been dieting in any way, and now I'm doing that again because, you know, you inspired me a little bit, and of course with Laura's health problems, you know, I'm going after those more fruits and vegetables things. I'm getting these Bolthouse. Now let me ask you about this: the Bolthouse Farms drinks and the other thing. Different companies make them, and it'll be a combination of cherry. The one that I'm really addicted to is with the cherry juice, which is just delicious, and all these other fruits in there. There's no extra added sugar or anything.
Most of those, added sugars or high corn fructose corn syrup or things like that. And if there's not any artificial sweeteners, I am very happy with it. The problem you have to watch if you take a lot of it is that you can increase the caloric load. All right. Number two is you have to remember all those kind of drinks. A lot of people don't realize this, but they are what's called a high osmolar drinks. They're very concentrated, so they actually dehydrate you. So you have to drink water in addition to
exactly.
them.
I've noticed that because they're very, very thick.
Yes,
I drink them in very small portions.
I think they're good.
KNZR. Jazz McKay on 1560 AM and 97.7 FM KNZR.
Welcome back, Jazz McKay Show. Dr. Mensing with us talking about magnesium today. We've done blood tests on me, and it shows a low thyroid count, then you give me some pills to bring that up. A low vitamin E, then you give me the vitamin E pills to build that back up. Is there a test for magnesium?
There is. It's good you ask that, Jess. There is a serum magnesium test, all right? And a lot of doctors make a mistake with this. They'll check it and they say it's normal. But what they don't realize is that your blood, you have a store of magnesium in your cells and in your body. Mm-hmm. But if your levels are low, your blood always pours that store out from the cells into the blood, into the serum, because you will die if there's no magnesium there, essentially. So it is very, it's the last, if you have a low magnesium, you're near death's door.
Wow.
But what you have to do is what's called a red blood cell magnesium level. It's just like the same thing we do with folic acid. You have a red blood cell folic acid level. Well, the same thing is so, you check the red blood cell level of magnesium, and that's pretty accurate. The most accurate is what essentially we give you a challenge of magnesium, and then we collect your urine and see how much you pee out. That's more research kind of stuff. But the best thing is to do a red blood cell magnesium level. I look at it, Jazz. It's good to know, but the treatment is so safe. You can do it at home. Most people don't need their magnesium levels checked. They just take those magnesium pills.
It's not
going
to hurt you to take the magnesium pills.
No,
it just might hurt your wallet if you don't need it. But
well, Jazz, magnesium's cheap. All right, it doesn't cost very much.
I haven't even priced it.
Yeah, it's not very much. I mean, you can buy it. Because
some of these probiotics, for instance, I don't even know what the hell they are. I know they're good for your gut, but probiotics are freaking expensive. You can spend $30 on a bottle.
More than that. But there's a lot of. Yeah, I kind of look at probiotics. I don't care. In fact, I tell my patients, for most people, I mean, sometimes it's very important to know that you, but for most people, most cases, buy the cheapest one out there.
That's what I did. That's what the Rite Aid brings.
Yeah, well, buy the cheapest one out there kind of thing. For most, there's certain selected cases where you have to be very careful.
And you've also got a problem, too, because you've got distributors, and they're coming into these stores. And I know how distributors work because I used to work in the grocery business before I got into radio. Distributors will come in, and they will complain to the store if the generic brand of probiotics, I know they do this with all other products, so I'm sure that they do it with the I don't say pharmaceuticals, that's not what this is, but they will say, okay, this row over here and this row and this row and this row, don't you be putting your cheap Rite Aid or Walgreens brand over here.
Well, you know, it's sort of like in the grocery store, all the generics or the non-marked stuffers in the bottom shelf.
The bottom shelf, right.
It's the same idea.
And end caps or anything like that. You know, they all bid on whether or not they'll actually bribe the grocery stores to put up the end caps with the Cheerios boxes, for instance.
One other thing that's important when you take magnesium.
So you have to ask. I was just going to say ask somebody at the store, where is your cheapest probiotic?
Sure.
That's how I found them.
No, that's true. The other thing that's important, probably the best bioavailability for most people is magnesium lactate or magnesium aspartate. All right? Another thing that a lot of people don't know, but Doane's pills, D-O-A-N, all right?
Doane's pills. I know Doane's pills because I get backaches a lot.
Yeah, people take them for backaches.
It's an analgesic, I think, correct?
People don't. Yeah, it works as an analgesic, but here's what people don't know.
Really? It's not?
Doane's pill is magnesium and an aspirin. That's all
no
it is.
No way.
All right.
They had me fooled, but they worked.
Yes, and the magnesium acts to stop the spasm, and the aspirin works as a pain relief.
As a painkiller.
And that's why Doane's pills work.
So it's not an analgesic.
Well, the aspirin is an analgesic, but magnesium helps stop that muscle spasm if you have low magnesium levels, and there's too much muscle irritability, and so you got all this muscle spasm. That's what's happening in these patients with fibromyalgia. All right.
Okay. Yeah. Now that makes sense. I got you.
They've got all these muscle tightness and spasm everywhere because there's too much excitability of those muscles, and the magnesium helps to change that excitability
down.
Damn. All right? So all of a sudden the spasm and the pain goes away.
I got to remember. You've sold me on magnesium. You've sold me. I got to ask you a question about talking about back pain. Bring this up. Many, many years ago. Okay. This is going to sound kind of crude.
Oh, boy.
But many, many years ago, I worked at a nightclub. And I had, because I was on my feet all night. I was on my feet 9 hours a night running a DJ booth. And I had bad, my lower back would be killing me the time I get off. and I would go to the store, and there was always the Doane's pills, and then there was something else. It was a little more generic, you know. It was like Dr. Smith's backache pills. These are very good and may cause discoloration of urine. And I would take these pills, and it made my pee green. And it was coming up to St. Patrick's Day, right? So I start making bets with people that a true Irishman, of which I am, by the way, can urinate green on St. Patrick's Day. And I was winning $5-$10 a piece out of these drunk guys at the bar that particular night. But why is it about some of them? Now Doane's doesn't do this.
No. Well, I'll answer your question by telling something that happened in medical school.
Okay.
All right? My second year of medical school. About a third of the class was girls. So all the girls got together and had this big party for the guys on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
All right? The night before St. Patrick's Day. And what they did is they spiked the punch with methylene blue.
Oh, my goodness. I knew you were going to say that. That's great.
The next morning, all the guys are peeing green pee on St. Patrick's Day. And they're all down at the ER wondering what the hell's going on.
That's hysterical.
All right. And there are certain things like this. You know, methylene blue is one of them. But that cause the urine to change color. All right.
I've always wondered about that.
And I'll never forget that. I mean, all the guys, the girls all knew it. They thought it was the biggest joke
around. That's hysterical.
But they had this wonderful blue punch spiked with methylene blue. So all the guys peed green pee on St. Patrick's.
That's freaking great.
But there are certain chemicals out there that can be changed. And once they're metabolized,
change
green.
Stuff worked with your kidneys, I think, too. Because the lower back pain is right there. Could be some
sure. I don't know what they gave you.
I don't know what it was. It was just this real plain, generic looking box and looked real homey and looked like something you'd find in an old fashioned drugstore back in the 1800s.
But it made you money.
It made me money. I swear to God, I thought this was the funniest thing ever. It made me money. Real quick before we go, because it's getting we're getting on here, but. Tomorrow I'm coming in. We have a procedure. Explain what I've got. Low T. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. There is.
I told Mary Lou Gunn about this, and she said, "Of all the people I know in the world, you do not have low testosterone." No. I said, "Yeah, yeah."
A simple way. You know, I tell people if a simple way of test you can know if you have low T is look how big your belly is and uh-huh. whether you got boobs growing.
Stop right? it now. Stop going there.
All right, because
going there.
What we're going to do is essentially we take bioidentical testosterone pellets and we make an incision about a half.
You're going to cut in me.
Yeah, about a centimeter, about a half an inch. And we put in a what's called a trocar, but think of it like a big needle. And we feed grains of rice in there, about five of these grains of rice. And they're bioidentical testosterone. And the neat thing about it, women do very, very well, Jazz, with bioidentical hormones that are creams because their skin is thinner and they're more compliant. You know, they do what we tell them. Men, about half the time, men don't do well on bioidentical testosterone creams because of two reasons. Number one, our skin is thicker and more oilier. And number two, it's just because of the fact we're men. You know, we tell our men to rub it in for 2 minutes. Oh, 15 seconds, away they go, you know, and it doesn't work kind of thing. Whereas if you put the pellets in, this is still bioidentical testosterone. It's slowly absorbed. After about 2 weeks, it starts absorbing. And they last for up to five months. And you have this stable level of testosterone being eluted into the body.
Oh, distributed all. Yeah.
Versus a shot where he gives you this massive peak and then and tapers then off for a couple days.
Right.
Versus the creams that give you one peak every day, you know, and then tapers off. These pellets give just a constant
level,
and it works very fantastic.
I had heard of the creams and all this junk, and then you said, "No, we're going to do this pellet thing." And I'm
Jazz, the pellets work. How we started, and it took us a lot. It probably took us about 8 months to sort of do them. But in Hollywood, for instance, or you know these fancy places, they'll charge $2,500 to $4,500 to put testosterone pellets in. And I mean, that's not where we're at, all right? And it took us many months to negotiate, but we got a very, very good price for the pellets. It's usually about $120-$150 for the pellets for four or five months.
It wasn't expensive.
It's not
at
that
all.
Bad. And if you're tier two, we put them in for free, essentially. So it becomes very reasonable to have this fancy stuff that they do down in Hollywood for, you know, thousands of bucks.
Wow.
And you get that benefit from it. And that's, I look at it, that's the benefit of the practice.
So the procedure is you cut a little teeny tiny hole in my side.
Yeah, either your butt or on your belly. All right. If you got lots of fat, we do it in your belly. If you got a.
Well, I guess it's going to be in my belly, folks.
All right. And then we feed these things.
Do you knock me out?
No, we numb it up. But no, we don't knock you out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I like it works wonderful. Out, actually,
but no, it's easy jazz. It's it takes 10 minutes to do. It's not really painful. The risks are very minimal. All right, there are some, and we'll go over that with you. But the risks are minimal. And what's neat, you don't have to worry about testosterone. And after about 2 weeks, it starts working.
So what's it going to do?
It increases.
Is it going to make me more aggressive?
No. In fact, the studies show that rarely does testosterone do that. All right, bioidentical testosterone. Number two, it makes you lose weight. All right. It changes fat for muscle. It does a whole bunch of things, all right, in your body that are good, that are really, really good. And it helps keep you young. It's one of those things that helps keep you young. All right.
Well, I'm looking forward to it being over.
Yeah. Oh, the interesting, let me tell you the other thing that's kind of funny about it. Men are not usually as tuned into their bodies and their body functions, whereas women are very tuned in.
Oh, we're tuned into our body functions.
Well, not the way you're thinking. But the typical guy will come in and say, doc, you know, I haven't noticed any difference, all right? Why the hell I do this kind of thing?
Yeah, right.
But what happens, you know, 5 months later when they quit working and need to be, oh, my gosh, oh, no, I need a please. Then they realize,
then you start noticing,
yes,
when
yes,
it's, when it's worn off. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a typical story for the guys, you know? They don't notice it when it's working, but when it quits, oh, my gosh, then they're all right away. Yes, they want it.
So when it stops working, it's going to be like kind of sleepy.
You go back to the way you are. You go back to the way you are
tired
before. You go back to the way you are before.
Okay. All right. So I will notice a difference in 2 weeks.
No. 2 weeks, they'll start absorbing. But typically, the average guy doesn't notice any difference until they quit.
So it's so gradual.
Yeah, it's so gradual. They don't notice any difference.
You don't notice, yeah.
In fact, many people, why did I do this kind of thing? But once they stop, oh my gosh, then they're in right away. Oh yes, Doc, you were right. I need them again.
All right, Dr. Bensink, The Practice, 871-3300, 871-3300. It's prepaid family medicine with a difference. He's my doc. He's my wife's doc. He's Inga's doctor.
Inga's just came in. Well, we can't say
what happened. I used Inga as my test case on something involving insurance that I can't talk about, I guess. But come to find out, Chris, I can have that done, and I don't have to pay a copay, and it's completely covered. That's good news. Because I've been waiting. I didn't want to do it. Last time I did it, I got charged $900 from the freaking place.
And remember what I told you, Jazz, if you had done it with the
price. And I did it again later on. Remember, we did it again, and I paid cash.
$140-something bucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of
$900 if the insurance company pays for it, and if they don't pay for it, then you get billed the $900.
Versus joining into practice using our
exactly.
Jazz, we have so many people. If you join Tier 2, which is $99 a month, that covers more than 85-90% of all your stuff. We have people, especially if they have high deductibles or high copays.
Oh, boy, do we.
They save money by spending that extra $99 a month, plus fantastic access and fantastic
money. Yeah, you could make a phone call and get in to see the doc almost the next day in some cases, you know.
And we try to see everybody within 3 business days.
Yeah,
and if you've got an emergency, we'll work you in.
Very good. Dr. Mensink, Dr. Jan Mensink, Jazz McKay Program, The Practice, 871-3300 is the number. 871-3300. Trust me on this one. This guy is a great doctor, and he's on your side. We'll be right back. Doc, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yes.
After the show for my little insert.
Would you like to have it live on the show? He says, not a chance.